Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen from Majestic Cinemas, Port Macquarie, Nambucca Heads and Sawtell.
John Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, Holiday Coast.
We're dealing with fires here on the mid-north coast at the moment, John Michael, and also, the elite of Bel Air, also in that area of Los Angeles battling fires.
Well, what a lot of people don't realise, if they haven't been to Los Angeles, it's dies or trisected by mountains, the Santa Monica Mountains. It can be, it's very rugged country in many parts. And, of course, one of the most rugged areas is the Bel Air area, which is the home of many, many of the super rich and is very verdant with forests and wonderful, wonderful vegetation. I mean, it's wonderful driving around there, seeing these luscious houses set in this wonderful verdant the hilltops and valleys and whatever. But, of course, it is in that climate a fire risk. And back in the 60s, there were massive fires in Bel Air, and a lot of mansions, I mean, super mansions were burned, and many of them contained great art collections. So it was a lot of fabulous art was burned as well. Well, currently, Bel Air is under siege by a massive fire. That is, when you see shots of it, it's quite extraordinary. You know, I mean, it's terrifying. And many houses, many mansions have been evacuated, including the home owned by Rupert Murdoch, which is a beautiful house right in the middle of Bel Air. I think they've all left that, and not that I don't know whether he was living in it, but certainly the people who work there have gone. And and it's very, very narrow roads. That's another problem. Getting firefighting equipment there would be very difficult because these wind around hills, and you've been there. You know what they're like.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, they're very difficult. So it would be very, very hard to get firefighting equipment into Bel Air to protect these mansions. But as I said, back in the 60s, they had a massive fire. It took years for them to overcome it, and they've got another massive fire now. So far, I haven't heard of anybody's mansion, palazzo, has been burnt down, but I would imagine it would be a miracle if none were.
Yeah, John Michael, Albert Hammond sang that song, I think in 1971, "It Never Rains in Southern California." It's always dry, too.
Well, it's the perfect climate, actually. If it's a wonderful climate, there's no doubt about it. But, of course, it has its risks. And it's what you pay, you know, on one hand, you know, God giveth, on the other hand, God taketh away. So that's basically it. It is a very, very big problem. And fortunately, they haven't had anything like this for, nearly 50 years, I think.
Mm.
But it's bad at the moment, very bad at the moment.
Now, also, talk about things being at, the hand of those above. We've lost three notables this week.
Well, we did. Christine Keeler. For those who don't know,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure everybody, most people have heard of Christine Keeler. She was the, they tried to make out she was a prostitute and whatever. She wasn't. She was a playgirl, you know. She was a party girl who had a lot of wealthy men friends. Unfortunately, some of those men friends didn't do her any good. One of them was the Minister for War, which was his title back in the early 60s, John Profumo.
Yep.
And she was having nicky-nacky-new with him, but at the same time was having an affair with a Russian spy. And so there's the British Minister for War playing up with a lady who was having an affair with a Russian spy. Well, it caused the fall of the Macmillan government. I mean, that was a national disaster, really, at that time. The Macmillan government went, and John Profumo was disgraced. Although later on he worked very hard. He actually had an Italian title. He came from an aristocratic background, but he worked very hard to expunge his wickedness by working with poor people for many years, and he was eventually given a CBE by the Queen. So he redeemed himself. He was married to a beautiful movie star of that time in British films, a woman called Valerie Hobson, who was just absolutely gorgeous. And one would wonder why he'd want to play up when he had this wonderful wife. But anyway, Christine Keeler's story is about to be filmed. They're making a motion picture about her life and on the parties. And she had a girlfriend called Mandy Rice Davis. Do you remember
her? I do, yep.
Well, she went off to Tel Aviv and became the disco queen of Israel before her untimely death. But she was quite a character. I mean, they were... When they were in, there was all sorts of hearings, and Mandy, more than Christine, had a turn of phrase. She could get the press into stitches of laughter because when all these high-born men were being accused of all sorts of things. But it was a story that they have already made a film called Scandal. But I think if they do a story, and it is rather a tragic story, poor Christine finished up, I mean, seemed to she paid for all this more than anybody else. She finished up not looking like her former self. She was very, very beautiful. She finished up being, shall we say, a little bit on the heavy side and a poor old drudge. So it was a sad story. You know what they said, the wages of sin. There you go. So they are going to make a feature film, but they'd planned that some time ago before her untimely death. Also this week, many people in Australia may not have heard of this guy, but in Europe he was huge. Johnny Hallyday, who is the king of rock and roll in France and a terrific rocker. I saw him in Paris performing, and he sold God knows how many million records in Europe, and he did play Vegas and whatever, but he never took off in the English-speaking world, but certainly in Europe and in Latin America, he was a big rock star, one of the biggest, and he died at 75. He had the most beautiful wife, a woman, another French singer called Sylvie Vartan. And oftentimes in Australia, we know of Spanish singers, you know, like Julio Iglesias and whatever, but we sometimes miss out on stars that are really very big in Europe and are terrifically talented. The third one is, this is an historical note, the former King of Romania, King Michael, who died at 95, a cousin of Prince Philip and the Queen, and a remarkable young man. When he was a young man, he overthrew the Nazi-controlled dictatorship in his country at the age of 22. They were fighting on the German side. He turned his country around and joined the Allies. And really, then when the communists took over, he managed to survive on the throne for a couple of years, and then he had to leave because the communists threatened to kill his supporters if he didn't. But he had the most amazing life, because after having gone from Romania, he became a chicken farmer in England, a king chicken farmer,
yeah.
And also a test pilot in Switzerland. So
isn't
he
that
made
amazing?
A very
yeah.
interesting life for himself. And his four daughters, he didn't have any sons, four daughters, and his daughter, Princess Margareta, who actually was, she's an incredible woman. She was at one stage a nurse. She trained to be a nurse in Scotland. And what was the name of the last Labour Prime Minister of Britain? I think, or what was his name? Anyway, she had a close and endearing relationship with him for a while.
Gordon.
Anyway,
yeah.
Yeah, she now takes over the mantle of being the de facto Queen of Romania. He was welcomed back to Romania and given back one of his palaces, and the family worked very hard for charity and for, you know, all the terrible things that happened under communism there, particularly in the field of child welfare. So he was a remarkable man. And if you look at old films of the royal wedding in Queen and Prince Philip back in 1947, you'll see him in the little lineup of royals. And also, just recently, the Queen had a big celebration, and there he was sitting at her side, a very handsome man in his day, I must say, like a movie star. But so much so, he's the last surviving adult leader of World War II.
Amazing. John Michael, time's beaten us. Thanks for that. That's great info. And we shall talk to you same time next week for Kieran and the team at Majestic.
Thanks, Mark. See you then.